The Lord has given us a really wonderful 2008 summer season. And now comes the best part, Labor Day weekend. I know He's putting His blessing upon all those who come together to seek His face. It was in 1968, 40 years ago. Well, some of you weren't even around or thought of in 1968. But that was the year we had the first prayer retreat on Labor Day here at Pilgrim Camp. So 40 years ago, 41 times now, consecutively, we've been gathering together on Labor Day weekend to seek the Lord. Now, they had Labor Day weekends before that. You know, the camp opened in 1946, but we always had a kind of a conference, I think we called that. Sometimes it was a workers' conference. And often the founder of this camp and the founder of our church in Ridgewood, his name was Hans Waldvogel, he would be the speaker at this conference. Of course, there were others at times who came and ministered along with him and with Brother and Sister Gardner, who were the directors of the camp through all those years. Well, in 1968, in the spring, Uncle Hans took ill. I remember that conference in 67, by the way. That was my first year on the staff. And Sister Gerda, that was an important one to you, wasn't it? In 1967, Uncle Hans was here and some of the other ministers, and she was just leaving for Taiwan. I remember how we stood and prayed over her, or they prayed over her. We all prayed with them to send her forth. When did you leave for Taiwan the first time?
September 18th.
Okay, so it was right before that, right? And it was a great time. We were rejoicing as she was being sent forth to labor for the Lord in the mission field of Taiwan. But Uncle Hans took ill in the spring of 1968, and he was unable to be there. Maybe they were hoping all summer long that he would gain or regain his strength and come to that meeting. And they were praying, I'm sure, for him, and then looking to the Lord as to how to proceed without him. And the Lord dropped it into their hearts, the leaders of that day, that they ought to have a prayer retreat. And so that's the reason. That was the first week that they closed all the activities. I don't think you can even play ping pong, can you? I think everything is closed as far as activities, you know, sporting activities. No competition of any kind, right? The beach was closed and the boats were off limits. That was the first time. So you can blame the Brother and Sister Gardner for that, but I believe it was light from heaven.
Yes.
I was 16 that year, and I can still remember that year. I was also on the staff that summer, and how the Lord came to us that first year, that first prayer retreat. Sister Lois's parents were here, Brother Joseph and Sister Helen Wannenmacher. And also Sister Pearl Young, she was home on furlough from Taiwan that year. And the Gardeners, those are the ministers that I remember being here. You can understand that was a long time ago. Try to have any accurate memories, but those are accurate. And I remember some of the things that the Lord spoke to my heart at that prayer retreat. And this is 40 years. And here we are, and why did you come? I believe you came to meet the Lord, and you came to hear from Him. You came to seek His face. That's been one of our themes again this summer, to seek the Lord. And one of the verses that was held before us all summer long is the fourth verse of Psalm 70, which says, "Let all those that seek Thee," that would be all of you, "let all those that seek Thee rejoice and be glad in Thee." Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And again, we've been reminded, and I guess you don't need to be reminded of this, but we've been reminded throughout the summer that it's a happy thing to seek the Lord, a joyful occupation and preoccupation, to seek the Lord with all your heart. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. That's Psalm 70, verse 4. And it's been one of the theme verses of this summer season. And we would say it together because we love the Lord's salvation. And I trust we've been reminded enough to say it continually. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Again, let God be magnified. Again, let God be magnified. Amen. We love his salvation. We want to live unto his praise. We want to see his kingdom come and his name be glorified. Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you so much for your presence with us. We thank you that we can gather together in your name here on this weekend. We thank you that we gather together not only in your name, but unto you. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are waiting for us with open arms to meet us. And we pray that you'll help us to open our eyes wide, the eyes of our hearts, the eyes of faith, to really behold you and open the ears of our hearts to hear you, Lord. We want to hear the King speak his word of authority, his word of comfort, his word of direction, oh, to nourish our souls and to make us live unto you, Lord. We thank you for your wonderful word. Yes. And we pray also that our hearts, all of our hearts, shall be so wide open to you. We know that your heart is open to us, and we thank you. We sense that so unmistakably, even in these opening moments of this little meeting, Lord. Your heart is wide open to us. Help us to open our hearts wide to you in these days to receive all that you have come to bring us. At this time, have your way, Lord, we pray. Have your way with each one of us. We yield ourselves to you. We're here, Lord, for you. And we pray that you will have your way and be honored and glorified. Let God be magnified in our midst in these days. For your name's sake, we pray. Bless also all those who are traveling. At this time, Lord, there are those who are making their way here. And we pray that you will protect them. Keep them under your mighty hand and in your presence as they travel this way. Bring them safely here. We thank you for your journeying mercies for each of us, Lord. You've brought us here, and we thank you for that. And help us to rejoice in you in these days, to just seek your face. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We want to rejoice and be glad in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior we sang. And there's another song like that here. And let's do it, number 90. Let's sing that together yet before our brother Graber comes and speaks to us tonight. The song was written by a man who experienced the Lord in a wonderful way and became a minister of the gospel, a preacher. He was gravely ill, and his name is Brother Graves, and the Lord healed him completely. And he gave he was quite a musician, as I understand the story, and he gave everything to the Lord to preach the gospel and to pray for the sick. And he was nailed to the cross for me is one of the songs that he's blessed the church with. Let's sing it together. Freely shine. really the verse, although there are four parts here, the verses is essentially a duet. And the important line is the tenor line, the top line, and the bass clef. If you can sing that, most of us I know are singing melody, sing that and it'll sound real, real pretty. Okay? It already does, but it'll sound that much better. Okay? Second verse. Thus he left his heavenly glory to accomplish his Father's plan. He was born of the Virgin Mary, took upon him the form of man. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me, he died. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was wounded for our transgressions, and he carried our sorrows too. He's the healer of every sickness. This he came to the as we sing that last verse.
So he gave his life for others in redeeming this world from sin, and he's gone to prepare a mansion that at last
Savior. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to thank you so much for bringing our brother and sister Graber to be with us again this year. Thank you for this week. It's been such a rich week already around your word. We thank you and pray that you'll bless our brother as he shares with us tonight that which you have given to him. Put your anointing upon him and strengthen him, Lord, and help us all to hear and receive your life as he speaks to us. Hallelujah. The Word of God is so wonderful. Spirit and life, Lord, let every heart, every mind be enlightened and quickened this night. For your name's sake, we pray, and for your glory. Amen. Let's be seated. Brother Graber.